The governor's plan would reduce income taxes in 2014 by $100 million and property taxes by $400 million. Revenue Secretary Rick Chandler explained the rationale.
We want to continue to make progress in reducing the state's tax burden and reforming the state's tax code, and we want to continue to make progress in improving the state's fiscal stability.
Chandler says taxes on a median value home would drop by $100. One person skeptical of the plan is Democratic State Representative Gordon Hinds. He says tax cuts could eventually cause another state budget shortfall.
You know, we always say, well, we got a budget like a family does. Well, what family in the world would give away the farm? I mean, it's sort of like throwing a high school graduation party with your college savings, it seems like.
Hinds cautioned lawmakers not to succumb to election year politics. Democratic Assemblyman Todd Onstead says he's concerned about reports that tax cuts would largely benefit Wisconsin's wealthier residents.
Analysis shows that 44% of the benefits would go to the highest 20%. Wisconsin Budget Project says, the headline says, top 5% of Wisconsin residents get 18% of the tax cuts. I guess I'm a little bit confused about that.
One person who says he's not confused about the potential benefits is Republican Representative Dale Coinga of Brookfield. He insists the tax cut plan would aid the struggling middle class.
It's going to help our businesses. It's going to help our families. It's going to help the not-for-profits that rely upon donations from these individuals that are paying high taxes.
Coinga reminded the audience that the governor's plan would also set aside $100 million in a rainy day fund. Assembly leaders say the tax cut plan could make its way to the floor for a vote next week. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.